Hi, thanks for downloading the podcast. Now, if you want to find out about the latest quick poll from RNIB, then you're in luck, because Natalie Swadeska is with me right now to tell you all about it. Hi, Natalie.
Hello there.
Hello, yes, welcome along. How are you this week, Natalie? How's your week been?
Yeah, not too bad, despite the drizzle rain all day today, but I'm feeling chipper despite it.
Do you know what, I have to say, I get a little bit excited when I see rain and a bit of cold. I don't know, it makes me feel British again.
I do like the winter months rather than the summer months, actually, because I like getting cozy and warm.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm a bit like that too.
Get some good Netflix on. Oh, yeah. Marvellous.
Duvet on the sofa and box sets, yeah.
Oh, it sounds like heaven. I wish I was there now. Right, listen, we're talking about the quick poll today, and it's back once again. This time it's all about those dockless bikes we've been talking about.
Yeah. I heard you on the podcast yesterday talking with Kirsty James, wasn't it?
That's so, right.
Good timing, because we've been running the poll on dockless bikes. It's been going a week, so we've got another week left. So, if you want to have your chance to give your opinion and have your say, tell us a bit about your experience with dockless bikes, whether you've come across them, then now's the time to have a look.
These seem to be everywhere now. I mean, there was a time when you started to see them appearing. I always remember them starting off, I guess, with the Boris bikes in London. And then around the country, these schemes have popped up where these bikes have become available. And one of the issues, it seems, is that they're clearly very cheap to hire, because people are just leaving them lying around. They're not caring about any fine that comes along with leaving them. Or maybe that's the idea of them. I don't really understand these things. I don't know why you would set up a system where you can just leave bikes anywhere in the city.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not Amsterdam, you know.
We're not that cultured.
No. Well, we're certainly proving that.
Not yet. No, it confuses me a little bit. I haven't seen them in my city, and I'm in Nottingham, but I've come across them in Peterborough, where the RNIB offices are, because I've walked past a few of them, and but they're actually docked in a shed.
That's right. Yeah.
But I've not seen any. Although a friend did have one in his front garden. In Norfolk, so that doesn't sound too good.
No, you don't want. Well, I mean, if it's nice if it's a free bike, but it's not a free bike, you know, it's someone else's property. And you know, we heard Kirsty talking about an experience of someone finding one of these at the top of a flight of stairs outside. And you think, you know, someone walking along with a guide dog, okay, the guide dog would navigate around it, someone with a white cane wouldn't. You know, they walk right into that, and you know, you can only imagine what might happen then.
That's just like street litter, isn't it? Just clutters up, blocks ways, and they're not obviously light things. Like if they fall over, they're not going to hurt
bikes.
Somebody, aren't they?
Yeah. So the quick poll's up. How long is the poll up for?
The polls are open for 2 weeks, so we're in the middle of that 2 week now. So it'll close next sort of Tuesday, Wednesday, probably Tuesday night, and I'll do all the analysis and look at the results the following day. So we just wanted to kind of, I think where it's come from is, obviously there's lots of discussions going on about it generally anyway, but the campaigns team are obviously looking at it as well, and the campaigns officer in the Northwest who got in touch with me about it, wanted me to run it for her, was kind of saying that she'd had conversations with people, and there's a very split sort of decision about where people thought they should be storing these bikes. Obviously, there's the docking stations, if you want to call them that, but where best to place them when they're not being left there. So there was a conversation around, should they be left by a side of a building away from the edge of the curb, or should they be left somewhere else? And she was finding it was a very split conversation. There was lots of different opinions, different experiences about whether people had fallen over them or kind of ran into them or got their cane stuck in them. And so she wanted to also know if anyone had that experience. So I think it's going to be useful, because it doesn't matter if you haven't actually come across one, but we'd like to have your opinion about what you think, you know, where they should be stored and what you think we should be doing with them, so that the campaigns team can then sort of use this to talk to sort of the wider public and kind of share our knowledge with those decision makers and try and kind of improve, I guess, public awareness of what a pest these could be or are at the moment. So yeah, you're very useful to kind of get involved. If you've got 2 minutes, it takes less than that, just to go and click a few buttons and give us your opinion.
I think that's a good point you make, though, about, you know, it doesn't matter whether in your area or not, because they could be coming to your area. And if they do, then you want to be prepared for it, and there needs to be some rules around how these things are governed, or how, you know, where people put them. I think also just raising awareness to people in general. I mean, I made the comment on the show the other day that, you know, I feel people who use bikes are generally quite socially responsible people. You know, they want to get fit, perhaps, or they want to just not drive a car. You know, so can we be a bit more socially responsible and not just leave them in the paths of other people? It seems pretty obvious, I guess. But then, of course, it's not always about that. Someone could leave it propped up against a building and then it falls over when the person goes away. So it is about where these things go. So, yeah, really good poll. Where do people find it?
So if you you can Google search or look on the RNIB Connect Radio homepage. The link is on there and it'll take you straight through to the survey.
Okay, Natalie, sounds great. Well, thank you so much, and we'll talk to you soon.
Take care. Thanks. The Daily Connect Podcast.